Title: Design a Ride Groove for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. All right, let's build an old school jungle ride groove that actually feels like it's been printed, pushed, and resampled, instead of just a clean MIDI ride looping forever. The mission is simple. We start with a ride pattern that has real pocket. We drive it into warm tape style density using stock Ableton devices. And then we commit it to audio and treat it like a sample top loop. That resampling step is the cheat code for the 94 to 98 vibe, because so much of that sound is about committing and reshaping audio, not endlessly tweaking MIDI. First, set the tempo. Put your project somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to say 170. That's a sweet spot where the groove moves fast but still has room to swing. Now, before we even touch saturation, let's get the groove leaning correctly. Open the groove pool and pick an MPC swing. Try MPC 16 swing 55 to 58. Keep it classic. Not so swung that it turns into a different genre, but enough to stop the ride from feeling like a gridlock drum machine. Set timing somewhere in the 60 to 80% range. Then add a touch of velocity influence, like 10 to 20%. This matters, because in jungle, the human vibe often comes from swing and velocity first, and only then do you start adding randomization or effects. Now let's pick a ride source that actually works. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Drop in a ride one shot you like. What you want is a medium bright ride with a clear ping. Avoid super washy crash rides for this. In old school jungle, the ride is often a fast, articulate top element, more stick definition than wash. Open the sampler inside the drum rack pad. Put it in classic mode if it isn't already. Set voices to 1. That makes it monophonic, so every hit replaces the previous one. It tightens the articulation and stops the wash from building up like a constant hiss cloud. Turn up vel to vol, around 30 to 50%, so your velocity programming actually matters. Then turn on the filter in sampler. Set it to a gentle low pass, like LP12, and bring it down somewhere around 12 to 16 kHz. This is a big mindset shift. Don't start bright and then distort. If you saturate an already super bright ride, you often get brittle digital fizz. We're going to pre-shape the top, saturate it, and then decide how much air to let back in later. Optional, but very authentic. Layer a tiny bit of break air underneath, like a super quiet ride texture from a break. Keep it subtle. It's not supposed to sound like two rides. It's supposed to sound like one ride with history. Cool. Now let's write the groove. Make a one-bar MIDI clip and loop it. Use a 16th note grid, but we're not doing straight ATHS. We want that skipping jungle drive. Here's a solid bass pattern. Place hits on 1E, 1A, 2 and, 2A, 3E, 3 and, 4E, 4 and. So it's busy, but it's got gaps in the obvious places, which creates forward motion, without sounding like a metronome. Now the part most people rush. Velocity shaping. Set your accents, the ones you want to feel like the drummer's hand, somewhere around 95 to 110. Ghost notes can live around 45 to 70. And here's a very usable jungle tip. Make the end of 2 and the end of 4 just a little stronger than their neighbors. That gives you that subtle pull into the back half of the bar. The groove starts to roll instead of just tick. Now timing. Don't randomly nudge everything. We're going to use two timing worlds, which is way more convincing. Think of your pattern as anchors and ghosts. Anchors are the important hits that define time. Keep those basically on grid, maybe plus or minus 3 milliseconds. Ghosts and support hits, push those slightly late, like 6 to 15 milliseconds. That combination tight anchors. Lazy ghosts is a classic rolling illusion. Once the pattern feels good, we're ready for tone. And the tone chain matters because we're trying to emulate tape-ish grit. Density, rounding, and harmonics, not harsh clipping. On the ride MIDI track, at EQ 8 first, we're shaping what we feed into saturation. Put a high-pass filter at around 250 to 500 Hz, 24 dB slope. Rides do not need low mids building up, especially at jungle tempos. If it's already a bit aggressive, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB down, with a medium EQ. You're basically removing the spit zone before you excite harmonics. And quick coach note, keep an eye on headroom. You want your ride peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before you start really driving it. Tape style grit reads better when you're not slamming into the master. We're changing tone, not just making it louder. Next device, saturator. This is your main tape-ish driver. Set the mode to soft sign for smoother saturation, or analog clip if you want a bit more edge. Turn drive up around 4 to 10 dB. Start at 6. Turn soft clip on. Then compensate with the output so the level matches when you bypass it. That's important. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you'll get tricked and overdo it. What we want is more density, a thicker mid-top, and a slightly rounded attack. Not audible destruction. After saturator, add drum bus. This is where you get that printed to a hot desk feeling. Keep drive subtle at first, like 5 to 20%. Add crunch around 5 to 15%. Make sure boom is off. Then use damp to control harshness. Often 20 to 40% damp will smooth the top in a way that feels more like hardware and less like digital brightness. If you want to go further in Live 12, you can add roar. This is optional, but it can be amazing for the darker hardware bite. Keep it simple. Single band is fine. Pick a tape or soft clip style drive. Use low to mid drive, don't nuke it. If there's a noise control, a tiny bit can help create that air that feels like system noise rather than EQ brightness. And use roars filtering so the grit mostly lives above 2kHz. You don't want to grind up body frequencies that the break and bass need. If roar starts turning it into a distortion effect, skip it. Saturator plus drum bus is already a classic combo. Next, add auto filter for movement. A huge part of sampled tops is that they don't sit at one brightness forever. Choose a low pass, LP12 or LP24, and we're going to automate cutoff over the phrase. Think 6kHz when it's dark and tucked, and up to 14kHz when it opens. That's your intro to main energy arc. You can add a touch of drive in auto filter too, just a bit, if it helps. Then add utility at the end. Control width. Keep it stable, somewhere around 80 to 110%. Overwidening rides is one of the fastest ways to smear your whole top end and fight your brake cymbals. Now here's the turning point, resampling, because right now, it's still a live MIDI instrument going through a chain. That can sound good, but it doesn't automatically sound like jungle. Jungle loves commitment. Create a new audio track and name it Ride Resamp. Set audio from to the ride track. Or, if you want extra authenticity, route your ride through the same drum group as your brakes and resample the group. That everything from one place glue is a real old school feel. Arm the audio track and record 8 to 16 bars. Alternatively, freeze and flatten the MIDI track. That's fine too, but I like recording into a resample track because it feels more like printing. Now we treat the recorded audio like a sampled loop. Consolidate to 4 or 8 bars so it's easy to manage. Add tiny fades on the clip edges to avoid clicks. Check warping. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Keep it tight. You're not trying to time stretch a ton. You're just keeping it stable. Now let's add subtle tape wobble motion. Subtle. If you hear it as an effect, it's too much. Use chorus ensemble. Put amount around 5 to 15%. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Mix around 5 to 12%. That gives you gentle modulation like slightly unstable playback or a worn sampler clock, without turning the ride into watery chorus. Now do a final EQ on the audio print. Add EQ 8, high pass at 300 to 600 Hz. If it's spitty, notch a little around 7 to 9kHz. If it's too dull, add a tiny shelf at 10 to 12kHz, like plus 1 to 2 dB. Tiny. We're not making a modern bright top. We're just restoring life. And here's an extra move that's a missing ingredient for a lot of people. Sampler style band limiting. If you want that tape to mixer to sampler vibe, do a two-stage commit. Stage 1 is what we just did, saturate, glue, print. Now stage 2, on your printed audio, add a low pass somewhere around 9 to 12kHz to mimic older sampling bandwidth. You can go steeper if you want it darker and more SP-ish. Then, and this order matters, add a little mild saturation after that low pass, because saturating after band limiting gives you warm grit instead of fizzy high frequency distortion. Then print again, record a second pass to a new audio track, or resample in place. That second commit is where it starts to feel like a piece of audio history rather than a plug-in chain. Now arrangement. Old school rides don't stay static. Over 16 bars, try this energy shape. Bars 1 to 4. Darker ride. Low pass around 6 to 8kHz and slightly lower level. Keep it tucked. Bars 5 to 8. Slowly open the filter and lift the gain a touch, like 1 to 2 dB. It should feel like the desk is getting pushed, not like a DJ filter sweep. Bars 9 to 12, main section. Filter more open, full grit, the ride is now part of the engine. Bars 13 to 16, do a little punctuation. A half bar dropout, or a tiny stutter, something that says new phrase incoming. For an easy fill every 8 bars, you can use beat repeat on the ride audio. Set interval to 1 bar, grit to 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 20 to 35%, and keep mix low, like 10-25%, or do the most classic jungle move of all, cut the ride for a tiny moment, like 1/8 or 1/16, right before a snare. That micro-silence makes the snare feel bigger than any EQ boost. Now let's make it sit with the rest of your drums, because a ride groove that sounds amazing solo can ruin a break when everything is playing. Light sidechain is your friend. Put a compressor on the ride audio track. Turn on sidechain and feed it from the snare, or from your drum bus. Use a gentle ratio like 2:1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't kill the whole ride transient. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That keeps the snare crack clean and makes the groove feel like it's breathing around the backbeat. One more coach check. Turn your monitoring volume way down. Whisper level. If the ride is still super obvious and constant, it's probably too loud or too bright. In a lot of old-school mixes, the ride feels more like motion than a featured instrument. It pops when it's loud, but it shouldn't dominate quietly. Before we wrap, here are the common traps to avoid. If you start too bright before saturation, you'll get harsh fizz. Pre-shape, then excite. If you don't do velocity and timing variation, it'll sound EDM-ish. Jungle rides need to pocket. If you over-widen, you'll smear the whole top end and fight your brake stereo detail.